Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy Tuesday, October 25th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. We're on five different stations, five different hours, please find me. And if you can't, go to joeyenglish.com. We post everything there. And also on my Facebook page. I want this to be the best hour of your day. I put everything in it I can find to entertain you. All of our community events, a mystery song that we do in association with Wink Martindale. Great, great, great interviews, giveaways for you. I think we're the only show doing giveaways, and I know we're the only show playing my music, for heaven's sakes. But I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Okay, you know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, for Tuesday, October 25th, the Entertainment Community Fund, formerly called the Actors Fund, takes care of financial, health, housing, work, retirement needs for people in the entertainment community. Make a note for me. The website is entertainmentcommunity.org. DAP Health reminds you, when you do the Walk Out Loud Desert AIDS Project Walk, they have a dunk tank with the police chief, the fire chief, David Brinkman, the CEO, Scott Nevins. What fun. Dunk them. Saturday, October 29th, $50 a ticket. Go to daphealth.org. Vicky's of Santa Fe has their live music lounge again. Seven sets in 5 days. They're at 45100 Club Drive in Indian Wells. Vicky's of SantaFe.com. Okay, let's do some legendaries. Our good friend, the legendary Wink Martindale, has the award-winning History of Rock and Roll today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM, and then both 93.2 and 101.9 FM. Check it all out at WinkMartindale.com. Okay, today is a sports day. We're building up to playing a little golf. We're going to talk some hockey, which I love, and we start off by going into It Sounds Like a Bar. Here's Kelly's Corner, and we say hello to Steve Kelly.
Well, thank you very much, and good day to you, Joey, and also good to see you sitting on my left, the new television host of the Coachella Valley Firebirds, Gino Lamont. One of the good guys in the desert. I've known Gino a long time.
Longer than I have.
I would probably say about the same amount of time.
Pretty close to the same.
And I would just tell you that really, I was very happy to see him. He'll be working with Hall of Fame goaltender Grant Fuhr, who never gets enough credit for how good he really was. Grant Fuhr played with the Edmonton Oilers. And first of all, he's also kind of a trailblazer. He's one of the first
African-Canadian
players, black players in the NHL. One of the first handful of black players in the NHL was fantastic. That team was so good that he basically never got the credit he deserved for playing with them, because they had this guy who wore number 99 named Wayne Gretzky playing for him. Had a guy named Mark Messier playing for him. Had a guy named Kevin Lowe playing for him. And in those days, 40 years ago, as Billy Joel would say, when I wore a younger man's clothes and I worked for the New Jersey Devils, they would come into town and we would just cry. Because we're going to lose 6-3 or 7-1. And that's what happened in those days. And, of course, Gino will talk more in your next segment about the Firebirds. They're off to a good start. I will just say this. Having worked in the NHL, my granduncle's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, this is a really good organization. Now, what happens on the ice, we don't know. We'll see. It's a long season. Dan Bylsma's the coach. He won the Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins. This guy obviously knows how he's coaching. And I will say this to Gino, when he does his interviews, he better watch out, because they have an assistant coach named Stu Bykel, who would probably be able to take out half of Palm Springs one at a time. He's one of the toughest guys who ever laced them up, so we'll see what happens.
Well, welcome, Gino. It's so nice to have you in my zip code for a change. Will you start us off, Steve?
Yeah.
Give us a report for the other sports.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
I just want to make sure
I know
I'm doing
that,
what you
I
want,
I noticed
Steve.
That there's no chocolate outside anymore.
We're out.
Must be budget cuts.
No,
but anyway,
it just got eaten.
You know, first of all, looking around, little of college football.
Okay.
Of course, depends on what happens over when we tape. But USC looks very good. They didn't lose to Utah. That was a great game, but their quarterback was injured. SC is very good. Surprise has got to be UCLA locally. Chip Kelly, who I last saw when he had a disaster at Stinn as head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, but he is coming to turn that program around. They are a legit school. Their problem right now is that they're not drawing anybody. But part of that issue is they're playing at the Rose Bowl at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 100 degrees out there. And, you know, the Rose Bowl has absolutely no breeze, has no shade, nothing. So they'll have to start playing a little later on. We'll see what happens there. Alabama lost to Tennessee last weekend. That was kind of a shock, although pretty good to see Nick Saban get humbled once in a while. Always interesting. Georgia looks like a great team, and Ohio State. I think the top three right now are Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. Look for a shocking thing. I'll make the first prediction. If they don't straighten it out quick, that guy at Notre Dame may be getting fired. They lost to a terrible Stanford team at Notre Dame. And that is not, and no offense to you Cardinal fans, but boy, they're bad. And they lost to them. And I watched the last half of that game. You know, last Saturday was like overload, baseball, football, and I was watching some hockey. I had two devices going, and a friend of mine calls me up, and she says, why don't you put on this great tennis match? I'm like, I can't do any more than this at this point. You know, baseball, of course, as this tapes, we'll know a little more. The local Southland, the Dodgers lost, and as I've said before, of course, it's not the Yankees and Red Sox, so nobody talks about this. The interesting thing about the Dodgers and Padres, Walter O'Malley's grandson owns the Padres. So they got two of his baseball advisors, Hideo Nomo and Chan Ho Park. So there's a little bit of a zing there. I think Peter O'Malley's on the board of the Padres. The Dodgers in the offseason have said they're not making any changes. They're getting to the point with Dave Roberts. Are they going to get the Marv Levy effect? And for those of you who don't know, Marv Levy, fantastic football coach, 98 years old, survivor of the Battle of the Bulge, but he coached the Bills 4 years in a row to the Super Bowl, and they lost. Are the Dodgers getting to the point where Roberts cannot take them any further? We don't know. But they said he will be back next year. Of course, if they fired him, he'd be hired in 10 seconds somewhere else. Now, also, some bad news out of Japan for the Angels. He's on a one-year deal. He's making Gino Lamont money at $23 million a year. But Shohei Ohtani has said he was extremely disappointed in the Angels last year. He gave a press conference in Tokyo. So he wants out. Now, they're up for sale, too. Artie Moreno's kids have said they don't want anything to do with it, but they will do with the $2 billion he's going to get for it. So I assume that they will be sold over the year. But if Ohtani leaves, as ridiculous as it sounds, that probably takes $100 million off of the price. Gee. Right off the top. So, you know, we'll see. Gosh. That. So baseball, we're rounding off to the World Series.
I have a baseball question. Sure. I watched Cleveland. And I'm sorry, it's the Cleveland Indians in my head. What are they called now?
They're called the Guardians.
What is a Guardian?
Well, they got that from Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a young people's thing, you know. Oh. It's kind of like one of the things that I've done is watch a lot of baseball.
I don't like
and
it.
I don't like half of what they say on baseball broadcasts. I'm tired of what splits are. I'm tired of what in-seam rotation is. All of these terms have been around. But now baseball is more geared. And I think it's the whole truth of sports. It's all an analytics discussion. Mm-hmm. I'd like to watch baseball. Larry Bohannon and I, the great comments for the Desert Sun, and I were talking one time. So can we watch 10 minutes of sports without an analytics discussion? And Larry, being like myself, a man of wit, said that there's a 20% chance that you can. Hockey, unfortunately, is even starting that. I watched a Kraken game the other night to prepare myself for Gino's appearance today. And they were talking about face-off percentage wins. Which absolutely means nothing, depending on when the face-off is. That's when it matters. You lose a face-off in the first period, nothing. You lose it in the third period with 25 seconds left, yes. So there's no qualification to these numbers. So that's where we're headed there. NBA opened up last night. The Lakers, we'll see. They're an old team. You know, I don't know. I think, yeah. LeBron's too busy doing AT&T commercials with Lily right now. The Clippers, there's always buzz on them, but they like self-destruct constantly. So they're always fun to watch to see what craziness will happen. The team to keep an eye on for real self-destruction will be the Brooklyn Nets because they have Kyrie Irving on there. Not only didn't he get vaccinated, he also thinks the world is flat. And I'm not kidding. He's actually made that statement. The elevator doesn't hit the penthouse. And then you have Ben Simmons there from Philadelphia, and you have Kevin Durant. They should win. Their coach is Steve Nash, former great NBA player. But that could be the fun team to watch as being awful. I think the Sixers will be very good. You always look for the Milwaukee Bucks. And you can never count out Golden State because they just are a machine. So, you know, they have it good. Since we last talked, too, and Gino will talk more about the AHL, hockey has opened up. Locally, you have the Kings and the Ducks. So all I can say to that is go Kraken at this point. Actually, I know the GM of the Ducks very well, Pat Verbeek. I work with him in New Jersey. Nice guy. They've got a mountain to climb. I'll just put it that way. And so do the Kings. They're in a kind of a transitional phase at this point. You know, so we'll see what happens there. Tennis is winding up for the year end. Golf, we're getting ready for the Open out here, the American Express, or whatever they call it now. I keep forgetting. American Express. Thank you, Gino. Of course, golf has this huge feud going on between the 54 tournament, which is the Saudi-backed thing. And those players will not be at the American Express. They all got kicked out of the PGA, and then they turned around and sued them. And Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are pretty upset at those guys. And Tiger Woods had one of the great lines ever.
What'd he
say? Of course, now hide the grandkids because there is a website called OnlyFans where, let's just say, questionable mature content is on. And Tiger Woods was interviewed at a press conference, and he said Live would or 54 would have an OnlyFans page, except they don't have any fans. And they are just paying huge money for that. And finally, Joey, when we talk to you the next time, the biggest sporting event and the most gambled sporting event in the history of the world will take place. No, it's not when your engineer will wear a UCLA shirt. What it really is the World Cup, which is
it's going to be in Dubai.
It's in Qatar.
Qatar.
It's in Qatar.
I never
year.
Say that right. It's not it was, spelled
it,
like
it's
that.
It's played every 4 years. It was supposed to be in 2020, and it normally is played in the summer, but all the premier leagues in the world are going to stop and play in Qatar.
I think I'm going to be there. We're going to be there March 10th through the 17th.
Does the United States have a chance? Well, if it starts snowing in a couple of minutes, possibly. But the big star, the breakout star for the United States, the kid that you'll want to watch is Christian Pusilic. He plays for Chelsea. His parents are from Serbia originally. He's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This kid is excellent. He plays in the top flight league in England. He will be the breakout star. If the United States can advance to the final eight, it would be a miracle. Gino's shaking his head.
No way.
And, you know, and if you're looking for the teams, the obvious suspects, Germany, France, Argentina, Italy always makes a run. They always sing Forza Italia, which means go Italy, except Italy's going to go.
Italy's not Forza.
Argentina's always good. You have to watch Spain.
I don't think Italy made it.
Oh, that's right. You're right. But I think you have to watch Spain, and you have to watch France and Germany. Germany, always good. And so the World Cup is where it'll be at. So that's
in
it, Joey.
Qatar spelled Q-A-T-A-R. Qatar. Right. Give me, please, the voice of Steve Kelly from Kelly's Corners. Don't we love that? We're going to go to a commercial break. On the other side, another great voice, Gino Lamont, joins us. We're going to talk some hockey. And I've always told you, ladies, I've sung anthems for every sport there is, except sailing, but hockey's my favorite spectator sport. It's Joey English with Gino Lamont and Steve Kelly. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.
Chocolate.
I've been here 10 minutes and I knew that one.